All right, I'm ready.
This is going to be a structureless episode.
Yeah, this will be really interesting. I think this is going to be like kind of like falling down a staircase. Here we go. That can be the
with
100, kind of like falling down a staircase. Hello and welcome to episode 100 of the Tech Reformation, where the world of technology meets the worldview of Christianity. I'm Ben.
I'm Craig.
I'm Derek.
And this is Tank.
It's our 100th episode.
That is right. So this week we are doing something very special, reminiscing over the last, what, 2+ years, 100 episodes. I guess we're not reminiscing about this episode. So we're reminiscing about the last 99 episodes if we want to be really particular. But then there's been some 0.5s along the way, and there was a zero at the very, very beginning. So yeah, I don't really know. You know, we're somewhere around 100. This one's numbered 100, which is special. And so this week we are reminiscing about some of our favorite topics from the back catalog.
For me, I was trying to think, you know, what has impacted me the most, I guess, over these 2.5 years? How has our show impacted my way of thinking? There was a lot of just looking over the show list and looking at the title quotes and the descriptions. There's a lot of humor that I was like, oh, that was funny. But the one that really, I picked this episode not because I just loved the episode so much, but I think it really, I think it's a good way of saying how I feel like I've changed the most. And maybe a controversial one, but it's episode 40, which is Tech is Neutral,
that
or Tech Neutrality.
That is a good episode.
Oh man, we're going there already. Okay, great.
I was going to mention that as a joke in my section, but Tank's gone there.
Sorry for ruining your joke. And I mean, like, putting aside the whole argument stuff and about, you know, like, your shovel's going to hit you on the head because it turns sentient and evil. Like, putting aside that argument and just looking at kind of the ultimate point that was desired to be made is that...
By both sides.
Yeah. Our technology impacts the way we live and think about things. However you want to phrase that correctly for your worldview, you can. But I think we can all agree that we're impacted by technology's existence, maybe on our own will. Anyway, I'm just trying to be politically correct here, or tech neutrality correct here. But I think you get what I'm getting at.
Please never feel like you have to be politically correct for me, for my sake. I would never want that for anyone, especially not you, a good friend.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, then, what I'm trying to say then is tech changes people. It's not neutral. And
okay, now we've ventured. I really liked impact. I liked where impact was going. It's a very broad, vague, meaningless word. You know, no one really knows what impact is. But especially in our youth ministries, we just want a lot of it. Impact 2017.
Impact. See, but just looking at some of my favorite episodes, one of them was like, the video game one about, can we play video games where you kill people? And like, is that okay? Is that morally correct? And just the thoughts that came out of that, like, how should I be playing video games? Are all video games okay for me? And then the nomophobia one has made me, which is smartphone addiction. That was like episode 3, making me think about, like, you know, I feel like I'm not addicted to my smartphone, but where am I? And I think that's really what this podcast has done for me over the 2.5 years, is that, as the point that was desired to be made in episode 40 was, like, we can't just use technology because we think, oh, that'll be fun, and not worry about it. But every theology from the headlines, you know, we're really looking at how is the world going to be impacted by this, both for negative and for positive? And how can Christians use this technology to spread the kingdom of God better? And so 40 is just the baseline for what I feel like really has impacted me over the years in my view of technology and when I encounter it, how I interact with it.
I will plus one that sentiment that I... You know, 2 years ago, I don't know exactly when it was, but something like around 2 years ago when we started this thing, I was a lot more casual with regard to my use of technology. And I'm not sure that I had really thought through the implications of just being a Christian, someone who says that Jesus is Lord and wants Jesus to be Lord over every area of my life, which I think is exactly what you're saying, Tank. So even in my use of technology, I want to be a Christian. I want Jesus to be acknowledged as Lord. And so just being given the opportunity every week to talk to you guys who love the Lord and think deeply about things and want the same thing, it's been really beneficial for my own individual walk as I sort of try to think more deeply about things and not just interact with technology just willy-nilly.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, there have been probably most of my theology from the headlines that I've headed up has been kind of like pulling teeth for me, but like something that I've done because I know we have a show to put on and like we got to find something to talk about and it's my turn and I need to do this. And but it has grown me as a person in a very good way. Like that, there's something, it's like going to a Bible college where you have to read a ton of theologians and you have to read a bunch of Bible. Like, that changes you for the better. And this podcast has been much of the same way, probably not to that extreme, but it's been interesting to see my growth over the last couple of years because of you guys.
I hope I'm not still a severe nomophobe. That would be my summary statement. But I think one of the other things that's cool about doing a podcast is, you know, we have this conversation at the end of a week or start of a week on the weekend about a particular topic. And then I don't know about you guys, but knowing that other people will then start listening to that throughout the week and sort of pick it up. And then even what's been really cool is people join in Slack. And so having, knowing that that's going on kind of makes me not stop thinking about it. So I sort of find myself continuing to think about whatever the topic was at the beginning of the week, throughout the week, and trying to work out, what impact that has on my life and what things might need to change or, how I can use something, better or for the kingdom or whatever. So yeah, I think it's been really helpful as well. And yeah, good episode choice, Tank. Although I'm out. The jury's out, obviously, on the discussion because it never had a proper conclusion.
Don't say that. We might get
after
back
like
into
three
it
episodes.
No, I'm resisting the urge. I will say one of the bigger sort of boulders that I felt like I had to move, and maybe y'all can agree with this, is even just back at the fundamentals of what even is technology. Like the fact that it's so ubiquitous that everyone has a smartphone or that everyone has a laptop computer or that everyone has a TV in the center of their living room, the main room of their house, you know, it sort of fades into the background because it's just the expectation. Like the way that you look at the world is reshaped by a new normal, so to speak. It's just so pervasive. Mm-hmm. And so it's easier to be very casual and not really think twice about it.
I have a side note, which probably won't go on the episode, but we've been watching a renovation show called The Block, and the judges who go around every week have been, like, they comment on all the rooms. So they have a week to finish a room or a couple of rooms in a house completely finished. And the judges in living spaces have been comment, like, they basically have been sort of not taking points off, but kind of sometimes they make negative comments when the TV is the focus of a living area. And it's almost like they're recommending things like fireplaces and stuff like that. It's kind of like there's a shift at the moment where people are going back to, let's sit around as a family and talk, rather than let's sit around as a family and focus on our TV.
Mm-hmm. So, going back to Amish communities, let's sit around and churn butter.
Yeah, in front of the fire. I don't know if that's universal or if that's just something in sort of Australian interior design culture at the moment, but I thought it was interesting.
I find it interesting because it's probably a pendulum swing back the other direction. Like so people get super enthused with technology. This is the thing. And then we realize, oh, there's downsides to doing this thing that we focus on so much. Let's go way back the other way and do the other thing and not do this thing at all. And then I'm sure the pendulum is going to come around the next 10 years and we'll go back.
Yeah.
Well, and the pendulum between the binary extremes is part of the problem.
Yeah.
It's not the case that we just need it to be ubiquitous or we need it to be non-existent. It's that there's a third option, a third opposite of both of those.
And it's that balance That is the most difficult thing to find.
The trend I'm noticing isn't actually a pendulum, though, because they still have their big screen TVs, and most of these houses are like multi-million dollars. And so they're all smart homes and stuff, but they still have a TV in the living room. It's just not the focal point. And I think that's the difference is for the 80s and 90s, TV was the focal point of the family sort of thing. That was what we did for recreation. I think that's maybe just being muted a little bit at the moment, but at the same time, millennials are all over Netflix. So
yeah, now you can get Netflix on your refrigerator, so you don't need the TV anymore.
That's right. Exactly. I'm going to break the rules just slightly, if there are rules, and I'm going to mention three, but land on one. So probably my most useful topic, I think one of the most helpful episodes was the Tim Challies episode. That's all I'll say about that at this point. The episodes that I like to go back and listen to every now and then, other than that one, is the one that's just called The Gospel, where we all gave a gospel presentation. I just thought that was a fun episode and hopefully helpful to people as well. The one that I remember enjoying recording in terms of a standout is the CRISPR one with Alex Humphrey. And that might seem strange because I ended up copying a bit of flack from people in terms of they called me out on their show for being anti-vax and all this kind of thing. We had to clarify up a whole bunch of stuff after that episode to make sure that it was all – everyone was representing everyone correctly. But, I still find that to be an interesting topic. I mean, I just Googled CRISPR 10 minutes ago, and within the last 12 hours or 24 hours, there's three articles that popped up at the top of my feed about – is this a good use of CRISPR? Or one lady was saying, it's not a big deal, we should just get on with it. So it's still very much in the in the medical sphere of current conversation. And I think what interests me about the topic is I still have a fairly solid view on it, although I still think it's fascinating to talk about and things like that. But it seems to me like most technology is outside of us, and it's something that we interact with, and I don't want to get back into neutrality, but we have some control over how we interact with it and what we do with it and how we allow it to use our time or to consume our time and those kinds of things. Whereas CRISPR is really taking technology inside of us. It's using technology to manipulate us on a genetic level. So that's kind of fascinating to me because it's almost like super tech gurus are putting their money where their mouth is and saying, we're so keen on technological advancement that we're willing to change the way that we're built using technology to hopefully make things better. And that's, still an area where I'd want to be super cautious, but I think it's fascinating that people are sort of wanting to push down that road and bring technology into, the way humans even operate as creatures, let alone the way they interact with the world around them, if that makes sense.
I'm now racking my brain to try and figure out a way to bring the technology that is a shovel inside, but I can't figure it out. Everything just ends up really messy. Well, we were commissioned by Derek to come up with our favorite episode from the last 99 or however many it's actually been. And in the trend of breaking the rules, particularly my trend of breaking the rules, I couldn't narrow it down. I came up with 14. because there were just so many good ones, and I'm gonna not rattle them all off because that just wouldn't be fair. but I thought instead I sort of ranked them, and I made them into two groups, one group of my top five quote unquote, with guests, and then my top five quote unquote without guests. And so I was just going to see if you guys wanted to play a game where you try to guess them.
Yes, most definitely.
Let's go lightning round. So we'll do alphabetical order. So Craig, me, and Tank, and then we'll just revolve around until someone gets one. That sound good?
Sounds great. Do you want to do the guest list first or the no guest list?
Let's do the guest list first.
Yeah, I think that one will go much faster. There are fewer possibilities.
I'm going to say Tim Challies is one of them.
Tim Challies is the number one episode in my episodes with guests. Yeah, it was my favorite. It's the most popular episode to date in the whole back catalog. And I feel like it does a great summary of what it is we try to do here on a very practical level. That's episode 46. I'll put links to all of these in the show notes. Mm-hmm. That's episode 46, Tim Challies.
I'm going to guess episode 28 with Chris Orsini.
Wrong.
Ah,
not that we don't love Chris Orsini.
I am going to say The Bible Project.
Yes.
That's number two on the list.
Yes. Mm, good call.
I thought it might be.
Yep. And I just love those guys and their ministry. We support them and think they're great. So it was an honor to have them on the show.
Yeah. I was super sad to miss that one. That was a great episode. Okay. But I'm going to say the productivity one with Tana.
Nope. Didn't make the list.
Oh, okay.
Not that it's not great, but we've had so many episodes and I was only allowed to pick five. I was only supposed to pick one.
Yeah, remember people, he had 14 episodes. So. All right, so I'm going to guess the one with Kyle James Howard, 89.
Correct.
Yes.
89 is, yeah, it's on the list. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was such an important topic and it was very timely because we had just talked about the Google memo. And again, an honor to have him on. I felt like we tackled some very difficult things in a very introductory and practical way.
Alrighty, we're going to go with Jeremy Lombark, who disappears from the web.
Nope, didn't make the list.
Ah, man.
You guys are really good at this, though. This is probably the most successful game we've ever played on the show. There's two more, Craig.
Alex Humphrey and CRISPR.
Yep, that's right. That was number three. That one generated a lot of conversation. And the last one, Derek, it's fitting that you would guess this.
Now I'm just trying to find any other guest that we've had. How about the one with David McCookie?
Nope. That was a good one too, though.
Yeah.
We had guests recently that weren't David McCookie and Alex Humphrey?
Yeah, sort of. This is a bit of a standout, and I gave Derek a massive hint that it was fitting that he would guess this one.
Oh, would it be the technicality crossover?
Rugged
That's
marriage.
Right. Of course it
that
is.
One. There was such clarity brought to the conversation on that episode. I was so thankful for it.
And yet, no final decision.
Well, I had finally decided to stop having that conversation.
It was a good episode. It was nice and long.
Well, cool. Okay, so we still got to get through five more.
Yep. I'll just tell you my favorite episode that we've done ever in the whole catalog. This was number one on the list, which I think is also fitting because I broke the rules in this episode as well. Do you know what it was?
At one point.
No.
Episode number 50, The Gospel.
Ah.
I said to everyone, all right, let's give the gospel in 60 seconds. And then I took more than 2 minutes.
Yep.
Oh my. So I've thought about that topic for quite a while after that episode because I broke the rules. And here I am again, still breaking the rules. I've learned nothing.
How about leaving the internet?
Yes. Bingo. That was one of my favorites.
Yes.
Such a good conversation between you and I and a very interesting season of life. Where we got off social media, deleted apps from our phones, and talked about it afterwards.
Yeah.
That's why I thought The Vanishing Act was going to be a favorite, because I felt like that was so tied to that incident of you guys getting off the phones.
Yeah, quitting the internet was number 70, and The Vanishing Act was number 38, so the timing there was pretty different. Yep. Is that right? Am I still right on the numbers there,
no,
Derek?
Not at all. That was... So, quitting the internet was 70... Vanishing Act was 66.
Oh, my bad. What's 38? Is that virtual reality baptisms?
Yes.
That's 37.
The Power of Audio with Jeremy Lundmark.
Okay, see, it was with Jeremy Lundmark. So, to be fair, I feel like I get a half point there.
Okay, half point. All right, so we got two. We got two down.
All right, these last three are much, much, much older.
Okay, can I guess again?
Yes.
Or yeah. whose turn is it?
I think we broke it.
Okay, I'm going to guess. When you say older, is it older than Tim Challies or post Tim Challies?
Pre Tim Challies.
Okay, I'm going to guess the one about drones, the really early one about drones.
No, episode 4, Mighty Drones of Valor, is not on the list. I'll just give you another hint. These three I chose because of the topic was very interesting to me personally and the conversation that each of these shows generated. I found it really surprising how much Tech Reformation has generated other podcast episodes in response or on the same topic in our small Reformed Christian podcast network of shows.
So I'm going to go with, from that, I'm going to go with the video game one.
Boom! That one's on there. 16. It was named Obama is from Outer Space. I have zero idea why. We talked about, is it ethical to murder someone in a video game? And that was really interesting.
I also got into some trouble over that episode, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, you got into trouble a lot.
Friends of the room. Hey, I just...
We just have to bail you out every once in a while. It's okay.
I'm Australian. I'm different. What can I say?
How about number one, Ben? Virtual reality?
Nope. Number one, Dead Horse, did not make the list.
Ah.
What about a quality stick is hard to find? Memorizing
Boom!
Scripture.
That one made the list as well. The first time we talked about smartphones and when we took the nomophobia quiz and Craig failed one of those, I don't know. He did the worst out of all of us.
Ben likes seeing me fail.
Not intentionally. I don't think you'll get the last one.
A Tech Reformation Christmas, episode 19.5?
No. Wrong.
Road Trip Roulette, we let cars drive our topic this week.
Yeah, that was a really interesting one, but no. Didn't we talk about, wasn't that the first time we talked about self-driving cars?
I think so.
Yeah.
That was my favorite episode description, we let cars drive our topic this week. I was pretty proud
of that one.
Yeah.
So funny. Derek, give yourself a raise. That's funny.
Well, thank you.
Was it GIF, not JIF, Ben?
No. I'll give you another hint. We responded to a very popular YouTuber.
Oh, let me see. That was up. Oh, The Trouble with Transporters. That was an excellent episode.
Yep. Number it was episode 30, The Trouble with Transporters, in which we responded to CGP Grey, his YouTube video on...
Which is really funny, because I remember, like, your reaction to, like, me bringing that topic. It's like, what are we talking about? And then you actually watched the video, and it was like, okay, I've got... Like, you watched the video, like, halfway through the episode, and you're like, I've got so many things to say about this.
Yeah.
So great.
Honestly, it was full of philosophical inconsistencies and problems, and it was fun to tear it apart with you guys.
Sweet.
So... Sorry for breaking the rules, but those are some of my favorite episodes. I do have a challenge to you guys now. We are planning on continuing this thing, this Tech Reformation, this little podcast here, past episode 100 into episode 101 and beyond. And I want to put the question to you guys. We've covered a lot of ground. What is the one thing that we haven't talked about yet that you want to talk about in the episodes to come?
Oh boy, it's hard to be able to tell because there's just so much out there that we've covered a lot of things multiple times, and I'm going to get into that in my topic yet. And there's so many things that have yet to really develop. Like virtual reality isn't a thing to the point where it could be a quote unquote problem yet, you know, like there's so much forecasting that's happened, but the things haven't actually, you know, panned out yet. And boy, I don't know what we haven't covered. There's been so much.
One thing we haven't covered, I don't know. This isn't like a burning topic for me that I can't wait to talk about, but at the same time, I think it's something that's kind of constantly under, like, bubbling under the surface, seems like around the world, at least in Australia at the moment, is the topic of energy and renewable energy and global warming and all of that stuff. Now, some of that's environmental and not technological, but...
Solar panels are technology.
Yeah, solar panels technology. We've got the world's biggest battery being built by Elon Musk in South Australia at the moment. And that was in response to a power crisis that we had last year. And, of course, a lot of people are saying, well, just go nuclear. But Australia is kind of holding back from nuclear. And I don't know. There's benefits to both, I guess. But Elon Musk has a pretty strong stance. I heard him on 60 Minutes the other night saying that basically every other source other than natural resources will run out. So sooner or later, there will be a reliance on technology that can harness what we already have here, the natural stuff that God's given us. So, I don't know. not, like I said, not a, I don't think it'd be a 3-hour discussion, but it's one that we haven't done a lot of, we haven't looked into a great deal. Might be interesting to talk about that.
I agree that we haven't talked about it, Craig, but I think you might have misunderstood the question. I was talking about Tech Reformation, not Derek's upcoming Elon Musk Weekly podcast.
Yeah, which is still yet to become a Elon Musk Weekly thing. If someone wants to donate their time to me so that I can use it, I would love to start a couple more podcasts.
If that technology existed, that would be what I would want to talk about.
There you go.
Donating
good answer.
Donating time. We did talk about In Time, the movie, at one point, which is kind of
that that's kind of theme. Like that, yeah.
Time is a commodity.
Oh, I remember that one. Man. What episode was that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't even remember talking about that.
I got to find that one. Was that a whole episode or was that an aside comment?
It was, I think it was my topic within an episode.
Mm. Oh man, so I got to find that. Well, the two topics that I thought of are the Hyperloop, since we're on the Elon Musk train.
Train.
Yeah, train. I didn't mean that to be punny, but I guess it was. And then we also did a crossover episode on After the Sermon at one point back in the day, me and Derek did, and we talked about church online and can you even do church online? And I thought it was a really great discussion, and I have more thoughts on it, and so I would like to talk about that with you guys at some point.
We haven't done that yet on the show? I feel like we've done that. No, I guess maybe we did didn't.
Virtual reality baptism. I guess that's kind of close.
Maybe. We kind of touched on it, but yeah, we could totally do more with that. All right, so I just wanted to talk about a thread that has kind of gone through the entirety of our show from beginning to end, starting with episode 3, the Nomophobia episode, which we had the whole quiz about, which basically started the topic of cell phones. How do we use them and are they bad? to sum it up perfectly and inadequately succinctly. But it's something that we've talked about a lot, either like kind of as asides or relating to other topics or directly. One of my favorite episodes was episode 28 with Chris Orsini, the distinction between addiction and priorities, which is really enlightening as far as like figuring out, you know, are we actually addicted to our cell phones, or these are priorities. It was just a good way of framing things. The whole tech neutrality discussion kind of is involved with all of this. The reason that I even brought up the tech neutrality discussion is partially because we don't know really still how a healthy way is to use one's phone. Like, I still don't have a satisfying philosophy or theology of cell phones and how to use them and how to, you know, reliably, like, how do I tell what I'm doing is good or bad? You know, that sort of thing. Tech neutrality. So tech neutrality has been great with that. We talked about it with kids and technology, both those episodes. And then we had a string of six episodes dealing with like, do we get off of social media and the internet because it's kind of destroying our lives in excess? And starting with episode 66, which is The Vanishing Act with Jeremy Lundmark, into 67, which is the Millennials one with Simon Sinek. That was like right at the beginning of this year.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. There were a couple more episodes kind of culminating in Ben and my discussion with quitting the internet, which is another one of my favorite episodes, partially because I think we were both in a really weird mood and pretty funny that night, but also because the discussion was really good. And I just listened to a bunch of these episodes just this last week in trying to prepare for the show, and it was really good to hear all that stuff again, because I haven't thought about it deeply in a while, and hearing us talk about it as kind of from a listener point of view and not having to produce the content, it's like, you know, you guys actually make pretty good points and I need to like follow your example past me and past Ben and think about this stuff some more. And I think this is something that's going to continue out beyond this episode 100, because it's something that culture still has not really truly gotten a handle on yet. If you pin someone down and ask them, how do you know whether use of your phone is good or not? Like, you might get some pat answers that aren't terribly satisfying, or you might get a deer in the headlights look, or someone who just hasn't even thought about it. Because cell phones have been kind of the technology of the decade, it's grown so fast that humans haven't been able to adapt to it yet. And so, anyway, I think it's going to be a discussion going further. And I think it's interesting going back to hear what we talked about before, too. Anyway, all those episodes, we'll put them in the show notes. Poor Craig will have quite the job this week.
I can't really relate to hearing myself make a good point on the show as I'm listening. I more often change my mind, and so I think, man, who is that making that stupid comment?
Yeah.
Oh, crap, that was me.
Yep. Well, and I know it's like same here. Like I changed my opinion on many things constantly. I remember like at one point you pointed out you were listening to old episodes and saying, you know, back then you cited technology as being a neutral thing. How time has shifted.
You'll come around.
Yep. Our minds change on things. But yeah, in general though, like having the separation of like a year and a half to 2 years on some of these episodes, going back and listening to them, and also having a voice boost on and smart speed and like up it to 1.5 times speed, and just listening to Theology from the Headlines, great shows. Great shows. You should definitely go back and listen to them.
All right, and we want to hear from you. What was your favorite episode in the back catalog? What is the topic that you remember thinking the most about and having strong opinions on? What did you talk about with your friends and family or in the Slack or your coworkers? Tell us in the Slack. Join our Slack team for free by signing up at slack.techreformation.com.
Ben, it's a workspace now.
What? When did that happen?
Slack has rebranded to Slack workspaces instead of Slack teams, which it doesn't really work for us at all. We can just keep going with Slack teams and have people yell at us every once in a while.
A team is a group of people that use Slack to communicate. Your team is likely comprised of the people you work with every day. Your Slack workspace is the digital space you and your teammates share to communicate and get work done.
Well, we're not getting any work done in the Slack, so just come in and chat with us and have a good time. We could call it the Slack pub. I don't think anyone's used that before.
Yeah, where you can jump in and follow us on our road to reformation.
There we go. And if you would like to talk to us on Twitter, you could do that. We are at Tech Reformation on Twitter. We have our DMs open, so if you have a longer comment or if you have a question or topic or anything, shoot it to us.
Find all these past topics and episodes that we've just covered at our website, techreformation.com. And check out the back catalog this week. It'll bless you.
I hope.
We hope. Have confidence, I guess.
This has been the 100th episode of Tech Reformation. Thanks for listening all this time. We will see you next week. And I ain't looking back. No, no, I ain't looking back. No, no, I ain't looking back. No, 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 I ain't looking back. I made my choice, and I ain't looking back. That all's probably going to get cut out.
That's probably good.
I'm about as lost as a CGP Grey video right now. So,
oh, see, now you just put kidding. In a great burn. Now I have to leave it in.
No. Just make it sing, Derek. Do your job.
Just put it all after the credits. Just put the whole episode after the credits.
The whole episode.